It is time for us to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We are thrilled to have with us right now Tegan Salentic. She is a senior over at Washington High School. She has had an excellent wrestling career with the Demons, and that has continued this season, including winning the tournament title at 155 pounds at Loiza Muscatine over the weekend. Tegan, congratulations. That's one of many tournaments that you've been able to win this year, and one of many where it was pretty much right in a row that you were able to get it done without any hiccups. What do you feel like this past weekend you did really well?
This past weekend, I just stayed really offensive and made sure that I was the first one attacking in both of my matches that I had.
You were right around 500 a season ago, and this year now you've got well over 20 wins. What do you feel like has really been the biggest thing that you tried to improve on from last season to now?
Last season I was coming back from a hip surgery, so this year I was just more focused on my strength training and making sure I was in shape and not just focusing on getting back to like my techniques.
That's something that I think is always fascinating to talk about with wrestlers. People think it's just a strength thing, but there's a lot of strategy, there's a lot of technique, there's a lot you have to learn to score, because you're not always guaranteed you're going to go out and pin somebody every night, right?
No, not always.
What do you feel like is the area in that regard you've improved the most on when it comes to scoring and other aspects besides just getting leverage and pinning?
Attacking from neutral, being able to take shots and not just throws, shots to both legs, their left leg and their right leg, being able to have just varieties of offensive moves.
Tegan Salentic is with us, Washington Demons wrestling senior. She's our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week after claiming another tournament title over the weekend at the Loiza Muscatine Invitational. Obviously, we're getting into the busy part of the year and the most important part of the year. State qualifying is on the horizon this coming weekend. What has been something that you go back to last year, you get to the state qualifying, and you did it well, and then also maybe things you want to do a little bit better this go-around?
I just want to come in with a positive mindset, knowing that I am one of the better wrestlers in my weight class, focusing on, like, keeping my mindset right, because that was my downfall last year, if anything, is just having a poor mindset going into certain matches.
How much do you personally think wrestling is mental?
I'm going to have to say it's 50% mindset, half 50% physical, because without the proper mindset, you're not going to be able to accomplish your goals.
It looks like this year, for the most part, you've mastered the mind games aspect of the sport so far. That said, obviously, you've got a little bit to accomplish before you move on to the next level. So what are your goals over the next few weeks?
So this Friday is regionals, which is our state qualifier. My goal is to get first there and then work really hard over practice for the next 2 weeks and hopefully show up at state and come home with a state title.
Well, we certainly hope that we're talking about you as somebody that has that two-week layoff coming up here and that you're able to find a way to get to state. Wanted to round out, Tegan, by asking you that our sponsor of Athlete of the Week, Jazz Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is our medicine." There are a lot of movements, I would guess, people don't either think of or don't see that help with wrestling. What do you feel like are the big ones?
Explosive movements like jump squats, trap bar squats, you know, just making sure you're always explosive.
So there's a lot of stuff that, you know, it's not just stretching to get loose and all that, but also there's stuff in the weight room you work on that not only makes you stronger, but specifically helps you as a wrestler with certain moves, right?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you've done a really good job of getting yourself in shape to be that type of wrestler, Tegan. Congratulations on a fantastic season, on being Athlete of the Week, and obviously best of luck with state qualifying this coming weekend.
Thank you.
That's Tegan Salentic, Washington Demons senior wrestler. Good luck to her and all of our girls wrestlers who are participating in state qualifying this coming weekend. And congratulations to Tegan again on being our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week.